What do we know, Sarah, about CDK inhibitors and HER2-positive disease?
There is data suggesting that these agents can work in HER2-positive disease. So, you know, cyclin D actually lies downstream of HER2 and so does get turned off in part with HER2 inhibition, but adding in CDK4/6 inhibition is synergistic with that. There's some preclinical data suggesting that. And we have some data in the clinical setting. So when abemaciclib was studied as monotherapy in their phase 1 trial, they had about a 25% objective response rate to just abemaciclib alone in ER-positive, HER2-positive patients. And so now we have further data that this may be beneficial. So Luca Gianni had presented a really nice preoperative trial of fulvestrant with trastuzumab, pertuzumab, and palbociclib, and showed almost a 30% path CR rate, so a path CR rate even higher than ER-positive, HER2-positive patients experience with THP. So I think that these agents are active, but we're really waiting for randomized data. So the Monarch HER trial just completed accrual, and hopefully we'll have data from that towards the end of the year, and that looked at abemaciclib in a randomized fashion compared to chemotherapy and trastuzumab.
Any advice to docs in practice, Sarah, about whether or not to use CDK inhibitors in people with HER2-positive disease? I have heard general oncologists say, you know, why wouldn't they work? It really has nothing to do with HER2. And I've even heard of people actually using them. What advice do you have regarding that, Sarah?
You know, I'll say I have not used CDK4/6 inhibitors outside of clinical trials in HER2-positive patients because I think we're still awaiting the data, and hopefully we'll have that very soon. So I would say to the community oncologist to hold out until we have better data.
Sophie, any questions you have about this case?
Yeah, similar to the question that you were asking about CDK4/6 inhibitors, the other finding on this patient's NGS was she also had a PI3 kinase mutation. So for the alpha-specific PI3 kinase inhibitor trial that Dr. Tolaney was mentioning, how does the HER2 amplification play into that?
So, you know, about 25% of HER2-positive patients will have a PI3 kinase mutation. So it's a little less common than the ER-positive, HER2-negative population. And there's a lot of interest in looking at these agents because it's thought that the PI3 kinase activation may actually be a mechanism of resistance to HER2-directed treatment. And so there are several trials that are looking at combining PI3 kinase inhibition with anti-HER2 therapy. For example, there's a trial looking at tacilizumab, the GDC-0032 agent, in combination with anti-HER2 therapy currently with multiple anti-HER2 combinations. And so I think we still are awaiting further data.